Brian and Tricia, good morning, everyone. So a guy in Muskegon, Michigan, was doing some demolition work at his home, and he was tearing the stairs and the deck off the back of the house. He was going to do some work to clean that up, and he noticed a strange spherical object in the sand underneath the deck. He dug a little deeper and discovered a bowling ball.
A bowling ball.
He continued to dig and found a total of 160 bowling balls.
Stop it.
The home was built in 1959. By the way, Muskegon, Michigan used to be the home of the Brunswick Bowling Products Factory.
So they just buried a bunch of bowling balls?
The factory made bowling balls, pins, and numerous other projects for the bowling industry before they relocated their operations to Mexico. Olson says he talked to former Brunswick employees on social media, and they told him it was really common for workers to take unusable bowling balls or pins to use them for projects at their home, such as backfill, instead of using gravel or sand in construction projects. He said these balls were never any good for bowling. They were messed up at the factory to begin with. But he thinks he may use them for some home projects around the house. His father-in-law is intending to possibly use some of them as the legs on some furniture.
Oh, why not? I think it's cool. I mean, there's got to be so much stuff you could do with bowling balls. If you know, who has that many except this guy?
Well, while we were wandering around the Hardin County Fair, Jody from our sister station and I located the ugly lamp contest, and a couple of them had been used as lamps.
That's really cool. Yeah. I would love to see what they can do with all this.
Yeah.
I don't know what I could do. I mean, I could just probably just leave it in my yard and call it yard art.
But yes, found art.
You could just, instead of using rocks in your landscaping, just use bowling balls.
It's like, what are some of them gazing balls or something?
Yeah, no,
why are they
balls.
Red with holes in them? Those are just bowling balls.
And they're lopsided. They're not like perfectly round.
Yeah. They're like Fred Flintstone's bowling ball.